This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Now, you must be wondering, what did I mean by fizz? Well, the governments across the country has decided to open up liquor shops. Of course, what the fizz? And boy, did they bring back that josh in the public. Hey there, how are you? Welcome back to the show, It's Your Postman, where the efforts are to create an ecosystem for everyone to feel safe and welcomed in an otherwise biased and divided society. Now, the three main pillars of this podcast are empathy, love, and gratitude. We all know that we are going through a global health crisis, and amidst this pandemic, there is an increased sense of hatred, hostility, spite, and complete disregard for others and one's own safety and lives. Today, in this episode, I'm going to cover what are the current atrocities and we'll discuss how to curb the horrific pandemic that is other than Corona, and by the way, which is in our hands. It's been over 5 months since the novel coronavirus has shaken the world inside out with its deadly spread and with no clear indication as to when there will be a relief, if there is one. There are various sources that say there might be a vaccine available as early as September 2020, to some claiming mid next year. So whatever it is, until and unless it is official and declared a good-to-go vaccine for general public, this virus is going to continue destroying innocent lives. And you know what's the best part of it? It doesn't care who you are. You can be a Hindu, Muslim, Christian, rich, poor, CEO, landowner, or a security guard. It doesn't matter. It doesn't differentiate or discriminate. Which brings a very important point over here. Whose constructs are these? Have you ever thought? The religion, class, caste, sector, nation, and other constructs that exist out there, who made them? Clearly, the virus doesn't seem to know about it. Now, there is religious hatred that is being spread around. We all know that. And these are people, and there are people living in Arab countries instigating them on social media pages. Country heads had to intervene to diffuse the matter, to keep the relationships intact. But the underlying emotions still exist. It is your responsibility to stop the hatred. Yes, you. Next time you see a hate comment within a friend circle or WhatsApp group or your own family discussion, stand up, please. Speak up against it. You cannot let that pass by without speaking up against hatred. Now remember though, do not replicate the hate, please. And do not justify your actions by saying, hey, they started it. No. As Mahatma Gandhi said, an eye for an eye only makes the whole world go blind. Speak up, but with love. Show them that there is another way to communicate. People who spew hatred generally are disturbed and unloved themselves. Show them some love. People who are full of love can never think of hate. As they say, it takes a lifetime to love someone. Don't know how people have time to hate. Now let's take a short, quick break. And after the break, we'll see what's trending on social media. I heard there's some locker room talk. See you on the other side. Welcome back. Something that caught my attention recently was locker room talk. It can be recent in the news, but I know for a fact it's not new or recent. It's been there, right? So this one was a locker room talk, a WhatsApp or a Instagram boys group, where a group of under 18 boys sharing nude pictures of underage girls and expressing explicitly their wish to rape those girls. First thing that comes to my mind is, why do you want to rape anyone? What's the obsession with raping or molesting anybody? Wanting to have sex and raping someone are two completely different things. And it is wrong in any which way you see. Raping someone, molesting someone is wrong at all levels. Second, this conveys toxic masculinity. Masculinity means that a person identifies as a man, shows characteristics pertaining to men, muscular, handsome, etc. Toxic masculinity, according to Urban Dictionary, is defined as harmful and socially constructed attitudes that men are expected to be, like violent, unemotional, sexually aggressive, and many others. Now, do not confuse this with the feministic agenda. It is not. It is, in fact, harmful for men and boys. Because this toxic masculinity means that boys can't cry or show emotions, have to play rough games like football, and cannot want to play non-aggressive games because of the fear of ridicule. This can lead to more mental health issues among men. The issue is not to put those boys behind bars under POSCO or JJ Act or Section 67 or 67A of the IT Act that says publishing or transmitting obscene material in electronic form or of material containing sexually explicit act in electronic form. The issue is much deeper. The issue is patriarchy. It's male domination. The issue is normalizing such acts by men or boys. You have also seen it. It's quite common in offices or gatherings for men to whine about their wives and ridiculing someone upon expressing interest to go home to their wives instead of bar for a drink. Now that's the issue. We do not respect women as humans. That's the issue. There is no need for feminism if you and I start respecting every human being regardless of their gender. Learn to love other human beings. And yes, by the way, on a very serious note, if you have any desire to rape anyone, kindly seek help. You need all the love that there is. There is nothing wrong with you. All you need is love and a good talk. Now, are you thinking of grabbing that snack? Go grab it. Let's take a short break and return to talk about the fizz. Welcome back. Now, you must be wondering, what did I mean by fizz? Well, the governments across the country has decided to open up liquor shops. Of course, what the fizz? And boy, did they bring back that josh in the public. Well, I understand your need to stock up liquor before the government decides or changes its mind and we go back into lockdown. But one thing that I don't understand, what happened to social distancing? What happened to all that logic that we were sharing on social media, like until yesterday? People are queuing outside liquor stores since 6 a.m. in the morning. Now, I'm not here to give you lectures on moral standards, no. But please, show some concern for your fellow citizens and your family members. Your need for alcohol can be fatal for some elderly in your family or someone else elsewhere. You may be immune, your grandparent or your parent may not. Please maintain social distance. Buy all you want. Please take precautions. Be safe. And more than that, drink responsibly and do not drink and drive, please. Thank you so much for listening in. And if you like the show, please do not forget to subscribe to the podcast and follow my social media pages. On Instagram, it's a.postman. On Facebook, it's your postman. Twitter, it_postman. And you can write to me on Gmail. The email address is itsyourpostman@gmail.com. itsyourpostman. Thank you. Now, I shared a guided meditation as a part of an episode earlier, and I got really good reviews, so thank you so much. What I decided is to make that as an independent audio and release it. So you can press play and meditate from wherever you are. It's your postman signing off. Thank you and take care.